For me, Job is one of the most fascinating characters in the whole Bible. He was a good man who counted God among his best friends, and in return God loved and respected Job. One day, in a universal chat between God and the devil, God boasted about Job to the devil. And the devil, whose job it is to disturb, suggested to God that Job was only good because of all of the gifts that God had bestowed upon him. A big house, massive lands, huge stock of animals, lovely wife, good health, strong sons, and beautiful daughters. Take these away from Job, the devil said, and Job will turn on you and curse you. So God, who had total confidence in Job's loyalty, handed Job over to the devil to be tested. The devil set to work. First of all, rustlers stole all Job's livestock and killed the servants who were minding them. Next, lightning fell from heaven and killed all Job's sheep. Then Job's camels were stolen by robbers. Next, a hurricane came and killed all Job's children at a family gathering. And finally, Job's body was covered from head to toe in oozing boils and sores. In misery, Job went and sat in a pit of ashes. Job's wife asked him to curse God, but Job refused, saying, "If we accept good from God's hands, should we not also accept trouble?" Job's friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, came and offered useless advice and earned themselves the name, even to this day, Job's comforters. Job sat in great misery and discomfort. He didn't understand his predicament, but he refused to curse God and won victory in the great test. God rewarded Job with greater lands, increased livestock, a bigger house, stronger sons, and more beautiful daughters. And Job proclaimed, "The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord." Job is a great inspiration to us in times of trouble and despair in our lives. And as I look back on my life, I can recall perhaps half a dozen occasions when I was at a very low ebb. 1973, when I was expelled from the seminary. 1978, when things went very wrong in Wales. 1986, when I was sacked as a priest of Down on Connor. 2001, when I was diagnosed with an illness. And 2013, when I was on trial in a Belfast court. On these occasions, I was at a low ebb. The control of my life had been wrestled from me. I was vulnerable and I was in danger. The future looked very bleak. My troubles were affecting my health, and there was no light at the end of the long tunnel. Somehow, I held on to my faith, even though I couldn't understand what God was doing. God, in fact, seemed to have turned his back on me. The days were dark, and the nights were even darker. But eventually, all became well again, and the pain of those dark moments have faded into that part of my brain which contains memories. Sometimes this cruel old world throws the kitchen sink at us and everything else, and we become numb, pinned like a living butterfly into a photo album, as described by Simone Weil, the French philosopher and mystic, in her book Affliction and the love of God. At these times, like Job, we hold on hard. We continue to believe in the midst of confusion, with the hope and the knowledge that God will make all things well. I want to finish with a verse by Dr. Anthony Theodore called The Chalice of Glory and Suffering. When I wanted to lift up the chalice of glory, my God told me, "You should suffer." I asked him why. He told me, "Only through sufferings one can achieve glory. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Spirit of the Almighty. God Himself will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And then you can lift up the chalice of glory."